Tomorrow, Saturday, September 6th, Albina Vision Trust will celebrate the grand opening of its first housing development, Albina One. This is the first step in realizing Albina Vision Trust's ultimate goal of rerouting Black families in the heart of Portland's historically Black Albina neighborhood. The event will include a ribbon cutting and a block party. I have here with me Ahlam Osman, Albina Vision Trust's Communications Associate. So when and where will this celebration and block party be happening?
Yeah, so this will happen tomorrow, Saturday, September 6th at Albina One in our courtyard, which is 1771 North Flint Avenue. Our event will run from 10 to 4 p.m. However, we'll have a formal program and ribbon cutting starting at 12 p.m.
Could you explain to me a little bit more of like how the Northeast preference policy works and like how much more affordable this will be?
100% of the units at Albina One are affordable. The standard for what's considered low income is typically at around 60% AMI, but Albina Vision Trust was able to kind of make it where it's at around 40% AMI. And on top of that, because of the support from Portland Clean Energy Fund, the building was designed to be very energy efficient. So Albina Vision Trust will be covering 100% of utility costs. So yeah, residents don't have to worry about, you know, paying for their electricity bill or their utility bills. We'll be able to cover that. So that's part of what makes Albina One very affordable.
Amazing. Thank you. What can folks expect from this event?
Yeah, so this will be a block party celebration. We'll have live music, food, art, vendors. Most of our vendors are Black-owned businesses or artists and, you know, community organizations. And this really is a commemoration of the first families moving into Albina One. And is a huge milestone in the larger vision to really reimagine Portland Central City as a place where working class families can live and play.
Amazing. What are your hopes for the development?
Want this to be a blueprint for development in not just in Oregon, but nationally, that development can be equitable and sustainable. We really want to make sure that the Albina neighborhood, because this is our first development, and you know, our next development is going to be like the PPS property. So we really are just hoping to be able to bring more families into Albina One and to reroute displaced Portlanders into the neighborhood.
You were just listening to an interview with Ahlam Osman, the communications associate for Albina Vision Trust, and the opening of their first development, Albina One. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Hannah Francis.